Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I was working at the gym today. I was mentioning to Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and associate producer, that some movies are just timeless. I was watching Scarface with Al Pacino. What a fantastic movie. It just, it was 1983, so 93, 2003, 2013, 2023. Wow, it's almost 40 years old. It's almost 40 years old. And it's still as fantastic today as it was the first time I ever watched it. I can't even imagine how great it must have been the first time I watched it. It's like the first time you watched The Godfather, the first time you ever watched Rocky. Some movies, Goodfellas, some movies are so good, you just never, ever, ever get sick of them. And that's how I feel about Scarface. What a great movie. I'm not even done with it. I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of Tony Montana. Scarface. What a great movie. Wayne Allen Root with you on USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station, 790. AM here in Las Vegas, KPET. What's the big news story today? There's so many stories, it's hard to decide what I should get to. But in hour number one, I told you a huge story was Hunter Biden using the N-word multiple times. And I never got to it in hour one. I talked about that it was a big story, and I'll get to it later, but I didn't get to it. So it's probably a good idea to lead off hour number three with it. By the way, I'm remiss for not thanking Lee Elsie for opening up hour number one for me, as he does on Tuesdays and Thursdays from New London, Connecticut, our WJJF East Coast flagship station, up and down the 95 Turnpike in Connecticut, heard all over the state of Connecticut and Eastern Long Island. And very proud to be on their many stations. I think they've got five of them that carry me every night from 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time. And Lee Elsie's the morning guy. Very popular morning guy on those stations, so thank you, Lee. So Hunter Biden used the N-word multiple times. I opened up the first hour by saying, I'll get to it. Well, I'm getting to it now. Or I should say my first hour. It was actually hour two after Lee Elsie. So here we are in hour three. I'm leading off with this story because can you imagine the significance of the son of President Trump, my buddy, one of my good buddies, Donald Trump Jr.? Can you imagine if Don Jr. was caught in writing using the N-word? Hunter Biden repeatedly used the N-word in text messages to his white $835 per hour lawyer. This is how the Biden family rolls. Joe Biden in public decries racism while his own son uses the N-word as a joke. He also joked about his big penis in a January 2019 text message to his lawyer, George Mazyrus, obtained by the Daily Mail. He said at one point to his white lawyer, I only love you because you're black and true that the N-word. True that and you know what. You get it. I got to be careful how you even say things like this anymore. You know, you get in trouble and lose your job for repeating what someone else said. I'm not using it. But God forbid you repeated him using it. Everybody would be on top of you. You should lose your job. Really? I didn't use it. I'm just reading it. Anyway, he called him the N-word multiple, multiple times. You my N, Barack. Oh, my gosh. It's really unbelievable. It's crazy. The stuff that Hunter Biden did and said. I mean, that part of it's not crazy. What's crazy is that it was blocked by the mainstream media. Do you understand? This is all from his laptop that he left at that store where they fix, you know, broken computers and electronic equipment. And he left it there. When you leave it there past 6 months, it's their property. And so the guy that owns the shop handed it over to the proper authorities, and everybody saw what was on that thing. But the media wouldn't let... And the 3 weeks before the election, to show a laptop that belongs to the son of the guy who wants to be president and shows that that guy's corrupt. That guy's accepting bribe money from China, from foreign enemies of the United States. And that guy's son is having sex with girls that clearly look underage. What do you call sex with an underage girl? Rape. He's abusing them. And some of the other things he says and does are just mind-boggling. And now we find out the N-word. But it just, it goes on and on every day with liberals. MSNBC analyst, New York Times editor Mara Gay spent some time in Long Island over the weekend, and she was shocked that there were a lot of pickup trucks with American flags. She's black. Mara Gay, she's a black woman on MSNBC, a New York Times editorial board member, and she told her leftist audience, "I was really disturbed over seeing so many American flags on Long Island over the weekend." It's like, I've said this all along, there's nothing shocking about it. I was shocked at Columbia University that when I got there, all these white kids hated white people and hated America. And most of them, by the way, a majority were Jewish kids, white Jewish kids at Columbia, who hated Israel and hated America. These are people that just hate themselves. Well, anyway, she's not white, she's black, but she sure hates the American flag. She didn't say about white people. It's not a racial issue. This is the hatred, the outright publicly admitting hatred by Democrats, by liberals of America. She was deeply disturbed because dozens of American flags are seen flying. And she says, essentially, the message was clear. I think that as long as they see Americanness as the same as one with whiteness, so it is a racist thing, this is going to continue. How does anyone put up with an American who hates America? I mean, how does anyone put up with that? I don't get it. She says, this is Mara Gay. The reality is, so between Hunter Biden using the N-word, just throwing it around day and night in texts, and Mara Gay hating people that fly flags and being shocked to see Americans flying flags. This is the Democrat Party. The reality here is that we have a large percentage, she says, of the American population. I don't know how big it is, but we have tens of millions of Trump voters. Does she not realize there were 74 million Trump voters that registered? Their votes registered? I mean, I'm sure there were 85 million, but 74 million registered. So you don't have to guess how many Trump voters there are. You don't have to say tens of millions. There were 74 million, darling, who continue to believe, she says, that their rights as citizens are under threat by the simple virtue of having to share the democracy with others. This is Mara Gay talking, not Wayne Root. I think as long as they see Americanness as the same as one with whiteness, this is going to continue. Can you imagine if I lectured black people and I said, as long as you see blackness as the same as something, then your lives will always be terrible. I mean, can you imagine if I lectured black people like that? She's lecturing me as a white Republican conservative capitalist, I guess. She thinks she can lecture me and scold me because I fly an American flag. I don't know how to tell you this, darling Mara Gay. But outside my house are American flags, a giant American flag and multiple little American flags. Isn't that just too bad? Why don't you stuff my American flag where the sun don't shine, lady? She says we have to figure out how to get every American a place at the table in this democracy, but how to separate Americanness, America, from whiteness. And until we can confront that and talk about that, this is really going to continue. So again, this is all about white people flying American flags. This is what set her off into a tizzy. Does she realize what sets all of us off into a tizzy is players of any color kneeling for the national anthem? You don't care about my country. You don't love my country. You're spitting on my country. And I hate you for doing that. You hate me for flying an American flag. Don't you find this weird? You shouldn't be in the country. You have no right to be in a country when you're spitting on the country, when you hate the flag and you hate the anthem and you hate our history. Why are you here? Why don't you go to, China, Russia, Zimbabwe? I don't care. Ireland, Britain, Australia, Canada. Just go somewhere. Go to Mexico. Go to Haiti. Is that kind of like saying go to hell? Go to Haiti. Haiti is hell. It's about the closest thing to hell in this world. Why don't you go to Haiti? Why don't you go to Mexico? Why don't you go to Zimbabwe? Why don't you go to China and find out how great it is to live in a country where if you disagree with the leaders, they send you to a concentration camp and then they harvest your organs. While you're awake and alive, I'm sure they don't give you a painkiller. While you're awake, they tie you down and they pull your heart out of your chest. These people are so sick in the head. She said, wait, I got to continue with what she says. And so until we're ready to have that conversation, well, wait, I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend. I skipped to the middle. Let me go to the front. And I was really disturbed. I saw dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with expletives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and in some cases, dozens of American flags, which is also just disturbing. Which essentially the message was clear, this is my country, not yours, I own this. I think there's a large percentage of Americans, even some of my colleagues in journalism, who are invested in some way in pretending this isn't the threat that it is. It's a threat. In other words, in her mind, in her disturbed, twisted communist mind, if I fly an American flag, it's a threat to black people. It's a threat to black people that I love America. This is such sick talk that it's almost impossible to believe. There is no threat to black people. Matter of fact, our dream and our goal as Republicans, white Republicans, is to bring more black people into the Republican Party. It's to win over minorities of all kinds, Latinos, blacks, gays, women, and immigrants, and bring them into the wonderful Republican Party. You don't even know what you're saying. You're such pathetic liars. You're delusional. You're paranoid. And you're racist. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
The Scarface music.
Say hello to my little producer.
All right, Chris O'Sullivan.
You need people like Root so you can point your finger.
By the way, this is just a guess, but you're like a fountain of memorabilia and trivia. So I'm guessing that was Giorgio Moroder music, right?
Yeah,
wasn't he the big one of his day?
Yes, like, yes.
He was Scarface and, I don't know, every Miami Vice. And I think he was American Gigolo.
Yeah.
All the big movies of my day is Giorgio Moroder and the music.
It was him and that Enrico Morricone, whatever his name was, from
something
like that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the music. Thank you for the Scarface memories. Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And I love working out hard every day, but, you know, I turn 60 in about a month from now. A month and a week from now. And working out causes serious aches and pains when you're 60. But really, if you're 30, it causes aches and pains. If you're 40, it causes aches and pains. Definitely if you're 50. But if you're 60, we know it causes aches and pains. And so I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, I have the answer. You got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. It'll heal your body. No more aches and pains. And he was right. I feel like $1 million. And he said, Sons of Liberty CBD.com has the highest quality CBD ever, and he was right. CBD isn't pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. Basically, it's like me taking all my vitamins and herbs. That's all it is. CBD is real, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR for Wayne Allen Root, 15 at checkout. And then if you combine that with their subscription discount, you get a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com, and just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So, again, You know, because I told you there's so many strange things happening in America between Hunter using the N-word and, oh, my gosh, so many weird things happening. This New York Times editor and MSNBC analyst saying the sight of American flags is disturbing. And then at police headquarters in Kansas City, Missouri, there's a protest to abolish the police. And the BLM activists are carrying a casket of a pig dressed as a cop. Kansas City Black Lives Matter activists carried a casket with a pig dressed as a cop. The activists painted on the side of the casket, abolish the police on one side, and the other white meat on the other side. So BLM Marxists envision a world without police officers, so thugs can rule the streets and kill who they want to kill and rape who they want to rape and rob who they want to rob. And then you wonder why violent crime and homicides are up in every Democrat-run city in the United States today. I remember seeing a crime stat like a year ago. And I know it's true. It's not like it was a made-up thing. You could, you know, just your gut instinct tells you it's true. And it just merely matched up all the violent crime in America with all of the Democrat-run cities. And it's like almost all the crime in America is in Democrat-run inner cities. It's not in suburbs. Of course there's crime in suburbs. But I'm saying compared to inner cities, it's low. And there's crime in rural areas, but compared to inner cities, it's low. But if you match up a map with the areas that are dominated by Democrats, it's where most of the crime is. It's where most of the violent crime is. It's where most of the homicides are. It's where most of the rapes are. It's where most of the armed robbery is. So much for gun control. If gun control works, why is all the crime in Democrat-controlled cities that have gun control? Crazy. And then I saw a second map, and they actually mapped out where all the guns are legally owned in America. And the places with the most guns have the least crime. Surprise, surprise. In other words, it matches what Democrat-controlled inner city. They all have gun control, so the citizens have guns, but the criminals all have illegal guns, and that's where all the crime is. And then find me an area where everybody's got the most legal guns, and they're licensed, and they're registered, and they're legal, and they don't use them to commit crimes. They use them only to protect themselves. Well, in those areas, there's no crime, because the criminals are afraid of people like that. They're afraid of people who have arsenals in their houses. So there's no crime where guns are legal and plentiful, and there's tons of crime in places with gun control. And those places are always run by Democrats. Everybody's on welfare, everyone lives in misery, the crime is over the top, and so are the taxes. It's just wonderful living in a Democrat-controlled city or state, isn't it? And that, my friends, is why everybody is leaving New York and California.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a voting rights bill pushed by House Democrats isn't needed. McConnell saying the John Lewis voting rights bill is unnecessary. The Kentucky Republican explaining his opposition, saying that using race to discriminate in voting is illegal already. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Mexico City after she wrapped up her 2-day trip to Guatemala and Mexico.
The reality is that most people, when they leave, They don't want to leave, and most want to go back. So that is the spirit with which we approach these issues. I also believe that if you want to fix a problem, you have to go to where the problem exists. If you want to address the needs of a people, you must meet those people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, big surprise for you. Big surprise. We got Dr. Vladimir Zelenko back. You know I love him.
New York doctor developed the Zelenko protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84% is what I have as my introduction to Dr. Zelenko. But at the moment I'm about to introduce him, I see the lead story at the Gateway Pundit is a new study shows hydroxychloroquine plus the Z-Pak improves survival of COVID patients by nearly 200%. 200%. So, look, no matter whether it's 80% or 90% or 100% or 200%, the numbers show that if you try to block it, you're a mass killer, a mass murderer. That's the CDC. That's the WHO. That's the Chinese Communist Party. That's Dr. Fauci. That's all the doctors that were around the CDC. They all conspired to convince everybody that it doesn't work, and hydroxychloroquine's bad for you, and it causes side effects. It'll cause your heart to race fast. And they made it look bad, and everybody stopped talking about it, and nobody took it, and hundreds of thousands of people died, when in reality, everywhere it's been tried around the world, it's fantastic, and there's no side effects. And who warned us about all of this? Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. So welcome to the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko.
Thank you so much for having me again.
And my understanding is you're no longer a New York doctor, right? You got the hell out of New York. New York's a horrible place nowadays, and you've got a new home. Is that right?
Yeah, I moved to Florida because of many reasons, health reasons, but and also the political climate here is less toxic to me.
Nobody wears. I mean, everybody wears masks in New York, and nobody wears masks in Florida. For the most part, that's true, correct?
Yeah, that's what I've seen, and nothing's being really forced down your throat in Florida. So if you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. If you don't, you don't. But there's still that feeling of free choice and freedom, whereas in New York, it was a slippery slope down into this tyrannical dictatorship called Cuomo.
Well, let me give you another example, because, look, we'll spend 90% of this interview talking about, you know, the Zelenko protocol and how well it works out, hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, and you don't have to spend your life scared to death you're going to die of COVID, because this stuff's fantastic. But I want to ask you very quickly about vaccines, because I'm not a fan, I'm not against vaccines, but I'm not a fan of this vaccine. It's an experimental vaccine, rushed to production. I've told everybody that listens to my show, I'm not against it. If you want to get it, if you have to get it. But my opinion is you should wait a year and see what happens. And there's already been a significant number of deaths, significant number of injuries, more than the last 20 years combined from vaccines, both here and in Europe, very high death totals, over 4,000 here, over 10,000 in Europe. And those are the ones that are reported. I hear the real ones are 100 times higher, so it could be 40,000, it could be 400,000 dead. I don't even know what the real number might be, but they say it's 100 times higher than the amount that's reported to the VAERS system. So, I mean, I think you got to wait, and I think vaccine passports are like tyranny and trying to force me to stick some poison in my arm I don't want. I just wanted to get your thought on my idea that don't not take the vaccine. Just wait and let's see what the results are. If people start dying in huge numbers or getting really sick in huge numbers, you may be really happy that you waited.
Right. So a vaccine is a legal term, actually. If something is called a vaccine, then the government indemnifies the manufacturer from being sued. So I would not call this a vaccine at all. Actually, it's a experimental injection of viral gene code. That's actually what it is. And I will say it outright. I would not recommend that anyone takes this poison at all. And I vaccinate plenty of people for many conditions, but I do not recommend injection of a poison into you. And the reason why I say this is a poison, according to the VAERS system, 5,000 people were reported dead within 2 weeks of getting the poison. However, 40% of those died within two days. Now, the problem with the VAERS system, as you mentioned, was that in 2009, Harvard published a study that only 1% of the events are actually reported. Now, I don't know if it's 1 or 10%, but obviously the number is more than 5,000. Another problem, which is a much bigger problem, is the fact that I know over a dozen physicians and or family members who have lost either patients or loved ones who tried to make a report to the VAERS system. And due to technicalities, their reports were rejected and not counted.
Right.
I promise you the number is not supposed to.
Well, Dr.
Not 5,000.
Right. It could be 50,000. It could be as high as 500,000, because we know that over time it's only been 1%. So if you multiply times 100, then 5,000 dead could be 500,000 dead. It really could be that bad. They're covering this up.
Wait. Let me tell you, there's three levels of death here. The first level is the acute spike protein issue, which causes a blood clot. So that's from day zero to up to 3 months. You expect to see blood clot complications, which lead to stroke and heart attack and kidney infarcts and lung infarcts and so on. Now, then you get into the second level of death, which is called ADE, or antibody-dependent enhancement, and we don't even know how to quantify that risk simply because there were no long-term studies done on this mRNA gene injection. Now, the animal models that it was done on showed a large percentage of death in those animals that actually received it when they were challenged with the actual virus that they were immunized against. So there's going to be a second level of autoimmune induced death. And then the third long-term consequence, which we don't even there's data coming in now that it affects sperm counts, it affects ovarian function, definitely affects placenta in the first trimester. So we're talking about levels and levels of death that have not yet been seen, observed, or quantified.
And you didn't mention one that I've seen in several articles by scholarly medical experts, which is this thing brings out herpes and shingles. If you happen to have herpes or shingles in your body, which almost every American does, it's just called a cold sore. You know, whether it's sexual herpes or a cold sore, everyone's got herpes or shingles in them, and it lives in your spine. You take this shot, it might come racing out and give you the worst shingles attack of your life. That's another big one that's been reported by a lot of people that the mainstream media refuses to even mention.
Well, that's true. I was only focusing on those conditions that will lead to death, but there's hundreds of thousands of reports already of Bell's palsy and neurological sequelae and so on. So this is bad news. And in the context of having therapeutics that are so effective in preventing hospitalization and death, if used in the right context, in the right time frame, it makes no sense. Plus, anyone who's under the age of 45 doesn't need it if they're healthy, because they have a near 100% chance of recovery.
But how about they're now saying the vaccine will be available by September for children between the ages of 5 and 15? You tell me, what would you classify
that?
Right.
Genocide, crime against humanity, mass murder. This is the biggest crime of our generation, and there's a genocide evolving in front of our eyes, and not enough people are seeing it. But thank God for platforms like yourself, where you can still have an opportunity to spread a true narrative and hopefully defeat the lies and the agenda of a few really bad people that have sociopathic tendencies and believe that they're godlike themselves, and they gives them the right to decide who lives or dies.
You see the irony, Dr. Zelenko, that I'm a big Trump fan, but I have a big difference of opinion with Trump on one issue, the vaccine. He's been convinced it's the most wonderful thing in the world and everybody should get it, and yet not just me, Wayne Root, but basically everyone I know is a conservative does not want the vaccine, and all the liberals want the vaccine and want to force it down everyone's throat. So I don't know why Trump is on this vaccine jag, but he's on the wrong team on this. What most conservatives are not with Trump. They're not on the same page as him with this, even though they still love him, and they love him back as president, and they believe the election was stolen, and they take him back tomorrow, and they'll vote for him again in 2024. They don't want that vaccine, and at least he's not for the vaccine passport or forcing anyone to get it. But I wish I knew why he was so pro-vaccine.
Oh, it's very simple. Trump is not God. I love the man. I think he was one of the best presidents I've ever lived under, but he made mistakes like any other imperfect human being. And one of those mistakes was to listen to his political advisors to shift away from pre-hospital therapeutics and interventions, which actually I was involved with in advising him directly and indirectly. And he chose to go the vaccine route. And I believe the reason was for a political calculation that that would increase his, the odds of him being reelected. So I don't agree with that approach. The facts and the experience now show that it's not safe, and I think the president should repent and reevaluate his positions on the vaccine.
Yeah, you know, we're going to a quick break. Stay with us, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I want to get to the other side of my last segment here and talk about hydroxychloroquine and how good it's been in studies all around the world and how people should not panic and should not fear COVID any longer because you've got something that's fantastic that seems to work. And you told us this back in April of last year, or maybe I even had you on in late March. We knew this since the spring of last year, 2020. So we've known this for well over a year. Because of Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who I believe is a hero, who I believe is a great American hero that should go down in history, that could have saved at least 3 or 4, maybe even 500,000 of the 600,000 who died, if only politicians had listened. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, more with Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I call him Dr. Z. One of my favorite fans in the world listens to our show every day. His name is Colonel Joe. He's a retired colonel in the United States Army. And Colonel Joe just sent me a text. He said, Dr. Z is a doctor who has real-world experience, as opposed to doctors like Fauci, who are policy wonks or academics, not real doctors. Same in the military. We have clueless career officers in the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., but real military leaders are on the line. So does that sound like something you'd agree with, Dr. Zelenko, that Fauci's not a real doctor? He's just a bureaucrat.
You know what they call someone who graduated last from medical school?
Doctor. Yeah.
So what I know for a fact is none of the people that have set the policies and have created the obstructionism to pre-hospital treatment have treated any patients with COVID. So they have zero clinical experience and real-world experience and are outside of the circle of empathy and essentially are removed from the human dimension when it comes to medicine. So they're completely useless in my opinion.
Let's talk about what happened. I mean, you consider it a crime against humanity. There was a cover-up. They decided to destroy hydroxychloroquine, or really what you call pre-hospital treatment of COVID-19. My governor, as an example, Steve Sisolak, a real liberal Democrat and a real putz, and he passed a law. I mean, it wasn't a law. It was a governor's edict that nobody could get prescribed hydroxychloroquine until you're in a hospital setting like an ICU. Then you could prescribe it. But you could show all the studies, I assume. I've seen them also. I know you know them backwards and forwards, Dr. Zelenko, that once you're in the hospital, hydroxychloroquine doesn't really work that well. It only works at the beginning stages of COVID. So it's like condemning someone to death to make them wait until they're already in the hospital. They're dead at that point. Is that not true?
Well, for sure, the sooner you treat anything, whether it's cancer or any infection or even a fire in someone's house, the sooner you get at it, the easier it is to overcome. And I think that's common sense. And what I found, there's a study from 2005 by the CDC, actually, printed on the NIH website, you can download it, that showed that hydroxychloroquine is one of the best therapeutics against SARS and also has tremendous preventive prophylactic value. So this information has been known for 15, 16 years, and its suppression was deliberate to push people towards vaccination and inpatient expensive therapeutics. The data that now has been reproduced dozens of times around the world from top researchers show an average 85% reduction in death and hospitalization. So in America, out of 600,000 dead Americans, let's say, we could have prevented 510,000. So this is a artificially created crisis. It's already come out that this virus was released by Wuhan. It's man-made. There's nothing natural about it. And what's interesting is the initial research of this virus was done at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Then this research was outlawed, so Fauci sent it over to China, the technology and funding for it. So my question, which is, I think, a common-sense question, if China is our arch enemy, which it is, both economically and geopolitically, why would someone who's entrusted with the interests of protecting the interests of the American people, like Fauci is or was, send critical information and funding to our arch enemy, which resulted in the production of a weapon of mass destruction? It being called gain of function research is a deliberate term to mislead the American public. It's like, you know, someone has a stroke and then they have physical therapy, they regain function. It sounds so nice, except that in this particular case, they took a benign virus and converted it into a weapon of genocide and mass destruction. That's what they call gain of function.
All right, so we're running out of time quickly because the show's going to end. What do we have, like a minute and a half left, Chris? Under 2 minutes, about a minute and a half left. So in the minute and a half we have left, Dr. Zlenko, you wanted to address fear, that there are options out there, over-the-counter options that can keep people healthy. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so it's very simple. Get vitamin C and vitamin D, zinc, and then I recommend what's called the zinc ionophore, and the two most common ones associated, available, so to speak, are quercetin, which is a bioflavonoid, it's a plant derivative,
yes,
and EGCG, which is a green tea extract, both of which are very effective in delivering zinc to the cell. The zinc inhibits viral replication. Vitamin C is important, and vitamin D for overall immune health. And by doing so, by prophylaxing yourself and treating yourself early, you will significantly reduce the risk of death.
There you go. And I live every day for the last 30 years with megadoses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, selenium as well, and probiotics. I like to take, you know, Acidophilus bifidus, friendly bacteria, megadoses of that, and garlic. Garlic is considered antiviral, antibacterial, and I take megadoses of kyolic garlic. So I'm on the right track, and part of it is because of great Americans
like Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Zlenko. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. We'll have you on again soon. I'll have you on a regular basis. I love having him on. He's a man that's saving people's lives. How do you compare the lives saved by a Dr. Zelenko with the lives lost by a madman like Andrew Cuomo? How do you compare those two? Thank you, Dr. Zelenko, an American hero. I'm Wayne L. LaRoute, the warrior. The root's on fire. See you tomorrow. God bless.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.